the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
For travel this week, we're joined from the travelexpert.ie by Caitlin Murphy, who has put together a selection of some of her favourite best value European city break destinations. And when you're looking for value, what sort of prices are you thinking of?
Hi Matt, yeah, I've put together a list on the travelexpert.ie of all the cheapest breaks. So obviously with Dublin and Ireland itself getting so expensive, it's for people, anyone really looking for a cheap breakaway. So whether it's students or anyone at all. So we're going to start with talking about Vilnius. So I've actually been there in March just gone. So it's actually in Lithuania. And your average price of a coffee there is going to be just over €2. So €2.20. And loads of free activities. They have an old town, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. And it's really beautiful, maintained, gorgeous, gorgeous city. And there's loads of free activities. You can go up to the Quirky Republic of Uspis, which is actually their own country in itself. So loads of free activities and sites, and be really beautiful for a Christmas market as well.
And you got things like a beer will cost you between €2 and €3. Average price of a glass of wine would be how much?
Yeah, so the price of wine there, about €3, but the higher option will be about a fiver, which isn't too bad at all.
And then what about hotel prices and the like of it?
Yeah, so I stayed in a gorgeous Radisson hotel, which was right on the river, and it was about €67 per night. So splitting that between two people, and I had a sauna, a jacuzzi and a rooftop bar. It was a gorgeous four-star hotel. So €67 per night is not too bad at all, and that was actually on a Friday night as well.
And you can get flights with Ryanair direct from Dublin as well. What's your other Lithuanian city that you've enjoyed?
So that was Kaunas. So it's another Lithuanian city, probably not as well known as Vilnius now, but a little kind of hidden gem. Also has an old town. And the coffee's a little bit more expensive, but nothing major, around 60 cent more expensive than Vilnius. But they also have loads of free activities like viewpoints, and they have monasteries and loads of churches that you can go around and see. They're all free to enter. And then for that one, the hotels start around €45 a night for a budget hotel and will range up to €95 kind of plus for your luxury end.
Okay, then going to Poland, because a lot of people say Krakow is a beautiful city to visit.
It is, yeah. I've been there a long time ago now, but I'd love to go back. It's absolutely beautiful. But you probably spend about 3 or 4 nights there. There's so much to see with the likes of the concentration camp, and you have obviously the salt mines as well. Price of a coffee there, about €2. And then your food, depending on where you go, so the local stuff is going to be a little bit cheaper, but a meal will probably cost you around 30 to 50. That'd be kind of like the lower range. And then obviously if you're...
And that's for two people.
That's for two people, yeah. So the higher end would obviously be a little bit more, but around 30 to 50 for two people in Krakow. And then you have your tours, which you could probably get a tour for around €20 to €40, depending on what kind of style it is, whether it's a private tour or a public tour, you know, that kind of way.
And again, Krakow, the flights with Ryanair from both Dublin and Shannon.
You have Shannon as well with that one, yeah.
Okay, I want to move away from Poland. I know you've Gdansk on the list, but I'm conscious of time and some of the other places. There are places that I've actually been, which I think are great choices. Budapest, okay,
yes.
Bit difficult at the moment politically, a bit tricky with the sort of the right-wing stuff with Orban, but it's a beautiful city, Budapest,
yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely gorgeous, yeah, especially in the wintertime. A lot of these are kind of winter destinations for people that go for Christmas markets or just to kind of feel a little bit festive. So I was there in I'd say February time, and I got flights for around €50, and hotels start at about 30, so really, really cheap. And you could have a cruise along the Danube River with unlimited Prosecco for €25. So if you're having about 5 or 6 glasses of Prosecco, you're getting really getting your money's worth on that one. But coffees there start at around €1.50, which is cheaper than any of the others that we mentioned so far. So really good value to be had in Budapest, and it's as you said, it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous city. Now, there's another place you've actually got on the list, which I've also been to, Kotor in Montenegro. And this happened to be, it was one of these places we were on a good few years back with a Mediterranean cruise stopped there. And we all went out kayaking in one of the most beautiful bays I've ever seen. It is absolutely gorgeous. But we didn't actually have time because we spent our hours kayaking to see the old town. And I believe that's beautiful as well in Kotor.
Yeah, I was actually there this year, just back in May. So I'd done a day trip from Dubrovnik, and it was, as you said, it's absolutely breathtaking. Like coming into the bay, is absolutely stunning. And as you said, the cruise ships pull in there, so it can get a little bit busy, but you think they would have higher prices with the cruise ships coming in. But I found it really, really good value. Like, your meals would be, I think we paid around, it was actually cheaper than 30. It was about €27 for a three-course meal for two people. And that was in the Old Town in Qatar. And then you can walk around the walls. It's just, it's really old and it's really, it's naturally beautiful. And then you have, when you're up on the walls, obviously you can see the whole, all the cruise ships pulled in and all the bay. It's real charm and real Old Town feel to it. And it's cobbled streets. It's actually so nice.
How do you get there?
So from Dublin, it's a little bit more difficult than any of the other ones. So you'd fly into the closest airport, which is Dubrovnik Airport, and you can go over the border that way. Or there's actually a new way to get there, which is only starting this year, I think. So that's going to be a ferry from Dubrovnik into Qatar itself. So that'll obviously take the pressure off the border control, which can obviously take a little while. But I did a day trip from Dubrovnik, and it was really, really handy. We had about 5 to 6 hours in Qatar exploring. So I think it was well worth it if you're going to Dubrovnik as well.
Yeah, okay. And you can also go from Cork, can't you, on the flights? It's not just from Dublin to Dubrovnik.
Cork. Yeah, Cork to Dubrovnik we have as well with Aer Lingus now.
Okay, now one that really got my interest when I saw your list, Istanbul, which is a good 4 and a bit hours on a flight away, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a little bit further than the rest of them, but kind of took me by surprise when I went there. I really, really enjoyed it and I'd love to go back. I did about 4 nights back in 2022, and the value for money that you get is just, it's absolutely astonishing. It's like, so from traveling around like on the underground, so you have a ticket probably under €1 to get around, and you have a boat that brings you from the European side over to the Asian side. So the ferry between them was only €1.60. And the ferry in itself was nearly like a tour. So you had a view of the whole of Istanbul from the water. And it was absolutely gorgeous. So it kind of felt like you were getting 2 in 1. You didn't have to book a cruise or anything like that. You could just get on the ferry that's used for, it's basically public transport for €1.60 return over to the Asian side. Now that was 2022. So give or take a couple of cents on that one. It could be a little bit dearer now. But
And then what about all the other costs of food and drink and accommodation and the rest?
Yeah, so coffee in Istanbul costs around €1.50, €2. And then you have 3-course meal will start at about 25 to 40 for two people. So extreme value for money there. And beers around €2 for the local stuff. And glass of wine will start around €4, a little bit dearer. You're probably better off drinking the beer there in Istanbul.
Okay, and accommodation?
Accommodation, we stayed in a lovely guest house actually, and they're obviously really good with their hospitality in Istanbul, serving tea when you arrive. Start around €30 per night, and luxury can go up to €100 per night, but that is like the top high end 5-star.
Okay, now one that I hadn't thought of that you have on the list, Bratislava in Slovakia. Yeah. Tell us why you've picked this one.
Yeah, that one's kind of cool. So you can actually get there directly from Dublin, which I don't know if a lot of people know about. But it's kind of overlooked sometimes from its neighbours, which is Vienna and Budapest. So when I travelled there, I actually did the 3 of them in one trip. So I travelled from bus from Budapest to Bratislava. And it was really a kind of quaint city, but really, really gorgeous to see. And really friendly locals, really helpful. So your coffee will start around €2 there and your 3-course meal, 30 to 50, depending on obviously where you go. And a local beer is as cheap as €2.50. And loads of free attractions as well. There's the Blue Church. Just even walk around the old town in itself. It's really beautiful, picturesque. And then you have, there's vibrant nightlife is there as well, which not probably a lot of people know, but we're really good for students. So people on a budget, maybe students that want to go visit and have a little city break, it'd be really a really good choice.
Now, it's another one that you have on the list, which surprised me. I didn't think of as a sort of a cheap weekend away. Valletta in Malta.
Yeah, so when I was there, it took me by surprise as well. It's not one that you think would be on any of these lists. So when I was there, it was all like 2-for-1 cocktails or like every place we went by was happy hours and stuff like that. So that's where I really seen the value for it. And I stayed around St. Paul's Bay and we got the bus right up to Valletta for €2. So the whole, obviously, island in itself, but Valletta obviously jumps out for really cheap prices. And you could stay there for around they start at about €50 for a budget hotel per night and can go up to about 150. But you have to remember, it's like, it's really like a UNESCO World Heritage Site, really. It has all these beautiful gardens, cathedrals, there's budget-friendly apartments and loads of kind of experience around Malta in itself, loads of tours you can do. But yeah, the meals there start around €40 up to 70 for two people, and a coffee will set you back only €2. So really, really good value and a really gorgeous place to see.
Okay, look, we leave it there. And you've got lots of other tips as well on the website, don't you?
Yeah, there's 20 listed on the website and loads of guides to go with them. So check out thetravelexpert.ie.
Caitlin Murphy, thank you very much for being with us. We'll be back with the 5 of 5 after this.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.